Okay.
Let's do that. One question.
Recording. You're recording.
Bring the glasses today.
And if the others object it, they should have sent it in or let you know.
Yeah, we're on recorder now. Can bring this meeting to order Friday, March 6, 2020 at 1 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please, Danielle?
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here.
Joe Spear and Richard Heap are absent.
Do we have any modifications, addendums, and changes to the agenda?
No.
Ken, none. Travis, none. Danielle, none?
No.
For the board, do we have any declaration of potential conflicts of interest?
No.
I have none.
I have none. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I'll second it.
Daniel, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. No public comments before us. Yes, Robert.
We should do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, it's not on the thing.
It's not on the thing. Sure, we do it. Everybody stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Hannah, that was beautiful. Do you say the Pledge of Allegiance in your classroom? Do you really? Nice.
Every morning, don't you?
So they got that back in our public schools now.
Every morning. That's right.
That's good stuff, man. That's good
enough.
It's
coming out when they stop.
It's really good to know. Do they say any prayer or anything? That ain't allowed.
I don't think they do.
That'd be pretty good.
I got to quit. I'm on recorder. Okay, so we'll move on to action items. Action item A, Zola's on the water SDC fees, transfers. You want to talk about that, Travis? Or we can have Ian talk about it if you like, Travis.
Either way, it sounds like for the SDC fees to actually be moved, the building's going to have to be demolished. So this is...
The old Zola's?
Yeah.
I think we have that in the works.
And we do. And as far as I know, by us saying that we're going to demolish it, I think it's going to be okay for them in the event that we got to proceed faster and tearing that thing down as soon as you're done, then we
right.
will.
Well,
they're just going to require all the sewer caps, everything to, you know, be, you know, eliminated from the building. So
right, and we can put that in the minutes that we talked about that, and I think that's been the plan all along.
Yeah.
You can't get in a hurry and tear it down until he's opened his new business. I hope they'll understand that.
That's hopefully that we're under the understanding that he's
right.
got
Have you
get
talked
finished.
To Harbor Sanitary?
I did. That's kind of what started this. When I talked to them, they said with the intent of that building coming down,
intent.
They
okay.
can be transferred. So the intent of it happening.
Okay, so with intent works, okay.
And for the rest, it is in our project list for to do that as soon as you're out. So for the minutes, I mean, that is in the plans and we have the money to do it.
And we can coordinate that because when we pull our oven out, we have to take that wall out, pull the oven out, and that'll be a good time. So probably 3 weeks before we actually open is when we'll start making the move, getting everything over. We'll close all this for that 3 weeks, move everything over. We'll start the training with the team over there. And at that point, if we coordinate that.
As soon as you guys are at that point, that's probably when we can probably get the demolition permit started, but after you guys are out, we'll have to do the hazardous material testing and then we'll tear it down. But
okay.
It's about a week-long process to get all that done, so it should be relatively
quick.
Any
discussion for you, Ken? Sharon, any discussion?
Is there some reason why we can't get the hazard permits and stuff before?
Well, I can get the demo permit going, but... the asbestos testing and stuff, he's got to go and take samples.
Yeah,
we could get it going, but I just prefer once the doors are closed, then, and maybe once they're starting to get stuff out, we'll get the ball rolling all at the same time.
Because all that's invasive procedures.
I'm surprised
that we should talk about that because before we tear any walls out completely, maybe we get that testing done.
Okay. So, how long did those last? I know we recently had an asbestos test on the building and they cut out samples, which is why we removed that old boat off of the back of the building, is because that got tagged for that We removed it, rebuilt.
Did they take them off the entire building or just that location?
I think they did it the entire building, and my understanding, that's just where they found asbestos, I'm guessing, because they cut little samples out.
It's a pretty, it's a quick, easy process. We'll probably just have the whole building done again and get a fresh one and do it. But it's about a week long for the testing. Have a guy come out, it's about a week, and go for it. So we'll probably do it all at about the same time that you're getting out there. And then actually tear it down once, you know, you're done, and then go from there. Cool. That's the plan.
And kind of what started this was, we need to get a building permit to build onto that back side of the building. Mm-hmm. And then Harbor Sanitary said, oh, we need their signature in order to make that happen.
Okay.
And then we'll sign without a, without this.
Okay.
So just, go ahead.
Just so I'm clear on the time frame, you're still looking at opening in April?
Yes, sir. Like the tail end of April.
Pardon me?
The tail end of April 25th, 26th.
Okay. So you're going to get the demolition permit moving and...
They're pretty quick, easy to get. We got a guy that can do the asbestos testing pretty much out of phone call, so it should all happen real quick.
So when we make a motion here, we should include the verbiage... because the motion says motion to approve SDC fees to be transferred when building is demolished, so we should add when with intent.
When I spoke to her the other day, she said, "You have my blessing. You just need the board's blessing."
Okay.
To make that happen.
Okay, so let's use the word transferred. With intent of building being tore down, Travis?
No, because the building, we don't want to say that the intent is coming down.
We want to leave it just like it is?
Yeah, it's. I would leave it just the way it is.
Can you agree?
Yeah.
Sure, and you agree?
And Kelly's
here. Sure. I'm just
pretty clear.
And I mean, just to be clear with it, the building being demolished will be ready. As soon as he's completely out, the building will be ready to demolish.
So we have that in the minutes. Okay, great.
I'm surprised Harbor Sanitary doesn't give us time to take the building down, and just capping it would be sufficient for a short amount of time.
She seemed like she was very willing to work with the process of this timing of the transition. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and since the SDC fees would remain the ports, we just need to give permission to move them.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, it ends pretty quick as soon as you shut your sewer pump off. Nothing's going to their line, so I mean, it should be all okay. We're in the... interest of working together and moving them forward. I'm sure Harbor Sanitary just needs something formal in writing that says that's what our plan is to do.
And you will take care of that, Charles?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So can we get a motion?
I need to back up. I'm sorry.
Okay, go again.
You're going to get the existing credit for what you have. The 20 square feet that you're going to add on, how much are they going to... Are you going to have to pay a new fee for that 20 feet, even though it's storage? Or I guess it's storage.
I believe so, because all that was submitted was what we need for our building permit, which is what the first meeting was about, that extension of the roof line where we're closing in that building. That's what I went to her for the permit. So
okay.
Anything after that additional 20 feet for the storage, my understanding is that we'll still need to address that with them as far as...
And you will be purchasing those,
correct,
that additional credit, or...
Depending on what it is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's my understanding.
The port isn't paying for that.
You can.
The increase. Well, no, I'm asking,
no,
we own the building. No, yeah, we own that building, so...
Well, and just regardless, any SEC fees that accumulate from here on forward with anything will be paid by the tenant.
Right. She made it seem like the SD fees that we had over there would cover what I submitted to her, which is what you have in front of you, the drawing that has the 40 feet out. So I'm not sure.
So that's just a swap of basically SD fees to cover that plus the extra 20 feet that you're doing that you're going to be responsible for.
Exactly.
Great.
And then the SDCs are then that way, you know, they're staying with the building and the unit.
Yep.
Okay.
Can I make a motion, Sharon?
Sure, if you would like. So the motion will be to approve the SDC fees to be transferred when the building of Zola's, as now, is demolished and the sewer lines are capped.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item B, Zola's on the water color scheme. Ian?
That's wild.
The pictures you have there, this is kind of what was the inspiration that we started it all. And the other things you have is just what we photoshopped in to kind of give some idea of what it is. But the idea on that is that we have lighting on the outside, we have those doors, we have windows, and just have the lighting on the outside of that building as you walk up. We're gonna rebuild the flower boxes underneath of the flowers above and just kind of spruce it up. That's the idea that we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this your refrigeration unit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of it is to hide that. You know, as we go and extend the line, we don't want it to be haphazard. We want it to look like it has always been there. You know, even the trash can that we need to move over there, the dumpster we need to move over there, we want to close it in with the fence you can't see behind it, and so that it looks like it's always been a part of the space.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Now, that's what's going to be on the porch all summer.
Yes.
That's going to be all over. You're the premier building that's been put in that.
I love it.
Match that. I'm not opposed to your, you know, I don't particularly like it, but I'm not opposed to it. I think that's a much better looking building.
I think it's going to attract the crowd, though.
It is.
I think the crowd's going to like it.
You know, we want it to be, you know, we're here for the long haul. We want it to stand out and be a part of it. Classy and clean.
I think it's going to flow real nice.
Fantastic.
The way you put it on the side over there. Because that was kind of like a wasted area.
Absolutely.
So, any further discussion from the board, Ken?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Could I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed color scheme and theme of the building as presented.
Second.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item C, Zola's on the water expansion. Ian?
As we look at the dumpster that sits on the front of the building now, mm-hmm. as we look at the increased need for propane for the heaters on the outside of the building, we need bigger tanks. So as we move those past our design, we want to be able to close those in. So that's where the additional 20 feet comes from. What you have here, but this is the walk-in here, and we want to put a sidewalk next to the walk-in that goes to the street so that shipping and receiving can happen over there. They can come through that way. The dumpster, propane dumpster over here, this is that sign that's at the corner of the water. That's
right
where
here.
We want to kind of go to. Yeah, that sign right there, perfect. So we want to go back to there, and then it'll be that color scheme fenced in, so everything's behind our walls. And then it leads to the damage that's out there that Travis and I have walked and have seen. We want to clean that up. Kind of what started, we have the excavator coming out on Monday to do our power line. Mm-hmm. While it's there, it'd be nice to be able to clean that drainage up. So the big thing is when it rains, and there's a picture. This picture didn't come out very well, but that's a flood of a river that just flows from the parking lot and fills up. That's the drain over there. The water just overflows the drain. The grade's not right on the drain. So when we had the company come out and look, the proposal was to put a drain here that ties into that drain there. So we want to put a grate there, exactly like the other one, tie it into the drain that exists, mm-hmm. which would eliminate all of that water.
Is that good to go, Travis?
The idea of it is great. Mm-hmm. As long as it all works out, you know, I'm trying to have a good imagination on, you know, what the end thing is going to look like. Obviously, a drain here is going to help, but there's water that comes from every single direction that goes into that drain. So, you know, I'm inclined to say if you guys have a plan and you think it can work, I mean, go for it, but just make sure, you know, making sure that your engineering, your contracting is right, and, you know, we're not going to be causing, you know, we're talking about diverting quite a bit of water. By putting one there, you know, is it going to solve all the water problems in front of your building? You know, and that's where my questions really start coming in, is once we add all this stuff in front and we get it good, what's our end result with water? Where is it all ending up? Is it all going to work? And, you know, how much
that goes in
water direction, you know, asphalt directions are we going to have to go to make this happen? I don't know.
Well, you have that line that you were looking at where the parking spaces are. That's just damaged parking. We would love to get that fixed as it pools up there and stays. This is Bob Sample. He's our general contractor on the job. So I brought him to kind of, if there's, you know, he's been a part of it from the beginning and has the ideas for making it work. Where it originally started was as we move our walk-in over there and use that space is so damaged out there with just uneven land, all of that, that his concern with moving the building over, we need to fix that land first before we start moving anything over and building the...
I have a question for Bob. Bob, do you have any experience in subgrade and grade and asphalt and
no,
drainage?
I know how to call it the people that do.
Okay, so you got a professional on your side,
yeah,
on your team somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me personally, you know, we're coming up with the ideas and I'm working with different...
Right, because I'm inclined to agree with Travis. Water is a problem in a couple areas where the old Zola's is as well.
So what we're trying to do is we know it's not going to fix the entire situation because.
Right. But it's going to clear up this parking area. That's what we're after.
It's going to really help that giant river right. that winds up happening, that lake that happens right there.
Yeah.
That's what we're just trying to minimize.
Mm-hmm. It's going to clear this up
to make it useful.
Here. Yeah. So that's where the water flows, the drains over here. What it's not going to do, and kind of what Travis was talking about, is this area in front of the building, all here is damaged. So when that rainstorm happened, we took that picture, if you got out of your car, you're stepping into a puddle.
That's it right there.
Yep, and there's more at the actual parking.
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
Well, it could be part of our beautification process that we've been trying to achieve anyway, Travis.
It can be, and I guess it kind of comes down to now to the clarification, like, you guys can control the water. You know, we're going to be leasing this ground. I believe you guys are doing all the work. It's at 6 cents a square foot. You know, you guys are responsible for, you know, making it happen, pulling your permits, making sure the permits get completed, the job gets completed and turned in. And I guess through all of it is what, beyond approving, go for it. What are you asking from the port? Are you asking anything from the port? Just so we're all on the same page. Like,
sweet.
If you do your upgrades and make it happen, I'm inclined to say go for it as long as you're.
Right. And it'll come before the board. Their plan will come before the board.
I think we're looking at their plan.
You're looking at
okay.
now, but the okay. you asked what we're looking for the port. For this that is area is the port's blessing for us to move forward in the construction team that we have to eliminate that. From the port, we would love to fix where the parking spaces
the water,
are.
They're talking about diverting the
because they're two different issues. One is the parking spaces in front of the building are damaged in the front, water pools up there. The issue that we're talking about here with the pictures is where we're moving the unit over and extending the building where those trees that we took out.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much that's been done there. There's broken asphalt. There's the trees are up on a slope. There's just a mess over there. We just need to grade it out, make it flat so that we can put a structure.
And you guys are going to put in the catch basin of some sort, run it over to this, and then from the port side,
well, it'll be behind a fence.
To make
so all this will be cleaned up.
I agree the puddle's in front of the building, and I think an easy way to do that would be do an overlay with, basically it just pitched away from the building. Mm-hmm. And I think all that will come after all this infrastructure's in, once we know where the drain's at. Maybe we look at where some of the water's going and see what we gotta pull in. I believe with Gary, that would probably be fine if we were just responsible for cleaning up the parking lot area for the parking. If you guys add the infrastructure and do whatever you have to do to make it come to light, right? I'm inclined to let him, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You guys are hooking into an existing drain.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Are we going to have any issues with DEQ?
I don't think so, but I will check into it.
Okay. Yeah, same water.
I don't think so. It's just, to me, they should be happier. We're adding a catch basin. We're adding something.
You guys want to clean it up, but we seem to be having lots and lots of issues
with DEQ.
The drainage issues in DEQ. So.
That's an easy phone call. And I'm sure you're professional. Before you go tearing up and paving and digging in this, somebody will check with DEQ. Maybe Travis, he's got the end, him and Danielle.
Well, he kind of hit it on the head. They're going to have to get permits to do all this, which is going to have to be approved for the water, what we have and where it's going. So as long as you guys got permits and you're following the rules, I mean, that's what I'm concerned with. And I have a person at DEQ that I'll call anyways with water quality just to see if there's anything that...
Once again, it's the same water, just
that's what I say.
Going into a drain and then running along.
Absolutely, and yeah. I completely agree with you. It's just sometimes DEQ don't speak to reason.
So get their blessing.
One more question. Is this in any way, shape, or form going to create any additional issues with Rigetti's as far as the drainage? If it's not sized correctly and the water backs up, is there any of those kind of issues that...
There'll probably be a requirement of size there, I would imagine.
Well, I would think, but this is the plan, according to what he's saying. Mm-hmm. This plan's pretty vague.
Well, they can check the slope. I think there's a slope that from their building.
Well, it's awesome. I mean,
once again, it's all down to...
Yeah, I want to see it happen, trust me. But I just don't want us getting into...
Yeah, well, I guess it kind of comes down to the contractors. How are you going to determine the water flow that's coming through there? You know, how big of a culvert are you planning? I think it's a 2-foot culvert that runs out of this one. So... And you're basically eliminating this one as catching it. So you're going to need everything that's here, maybe a little bit more, to catch it all out here. So, you know, that kind of comes down to you have a contractor. He has a job to do. You need to have it approved. You know, and that's where it comes to you guys, is if you guys want more, if you guys are accepting this.
It's just timing for us. Right. We've got to get the permit. We've got to move things over. So as we get this approval, everything kind of falls.
Because you already told us, man, you want to be open. You got a lot to do, buddy.
A lot.
But I will say one thing, that I've been over there a couple times, inside the building once, and I drive by it every day, 15 times. Yeah, but there was nothing going on. And I told Ian, don't tell me a daggone thing. I don't want to know until the doors are open for business. But I will tell you that they have had roofers up there with all the safety lines. And a short story, they seem to be doing everything correct and by the rules. And I...
Looks nice.
Yes. Very professional.
One thing... I guess my concern... Like, I want to say yes, but what happens... How do you know this is... What happens when we get it all diverted and it doesn't work? Who's saying that this is gonna work?
It doesn't work right now.
It works. It works for what it is, for where it is. But once we backfill this and we start covering it, my concern is how do we know this is gonna work?
We're gonna have to trust the engineer.
I mean, is there an engineer?
Well, the contractor will We just need to make sure you guys are saying, yeah, we can do it, and then we're going to proceed.
And I just want to make sure that the, yeah, and then, you know, that's why we're talking about it, that this move that it is, that if it doesn't work and for some reason it starts flooding everything out because it doesn't work, you know, we want to be able to know who did it and why it is what it is. I mean, was it because not everything wasn't thought out, or was it just an act of God that, you know, it overwhelmed whatever it is? My concern is making sure that the plan that we're going with, after we backblade all this and cover it, that it's going to work. That's my concern. And if, as long as the board's good with making sure that the job completion and the functionality is going to land on the contractor, then I'm good with it.
I agree with everything you're saying, except for the fact that it works now. Because if you look at the grate that's there, it's tied into the patio. The patio comes out, same concrete comes out to that grate. We dug that. That was all brush and grass that we dug out. And when we did that, it's just this river that flows through there, and it's at a different level. So it hits the bottom of that grate, and until the water rises, it can't go in. So as we bring it up to make it, you know, to make it to that, the idea is to get it to that grate so that it can actually go in there. Because that's water with no rain. That's just sitting there after a rainstorm.
No, and I understand that, but this is worst case scenario right now.
For sure.
Once you backblade it and you cover it up, it'll get a lot worse if it doesn't work. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, yeah, this isn't ideal, but what we're looking at is basically worst case scenario. If we cover it, it'll be a much, much bigger problem if it doesn't work. So I just want to make sure that there's a plan, that, you know, that we're not just kind of throwing the water to the wind, because it's a very, right in here, it's a very big deal. This is the only area that we have for the water to go to. So whatever we do, I want to make sure that this is big enough, that we've done some work to make sure it's going to catch up, you know, handle all that amount of water, and that it's not going to flood.
We want it to be pretty close to the same size, and
I know once we get that in there and we do some asphalt adjusting, you know, we can control where that water is going a little more.
Pour a whole slab. Travel things, not a slab.
No. On the last sentence of the recommended motion, it says fix the drainage issue. If I make the motion to existing codes as well as level the uneven ground.
That'd be great. That would work.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to make a motion.
All right, let's make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve increasing Zola's on the water square footage by another 20 feet to allow for utilities to be hidden from the public, and also to allow Zola's on the water to fix the drainage issue to existing codes as well as level the uneven ground on the side of the building.
Very good. Can I get a second? Any further discussion, Joe? Sharon?
No.
Okay, can we get a second?
Second.
Roll call, please, Daniel.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Did that work for you guys?
100%.
Okay. No informational items. Any commissioner comments? Ken? Joe? Sharon?
I guess I have one comment. You guys are doing a great job.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. I was going to say the same. It's just been great. This whole process has been great. You know, I had a lot of apprehension about resistance or ideas and what we're doing, but from everything, from Travis to you guys, just the flow of all this has been fantastic. So I appreciate the support you've given us.
Yeah. And when you're professional like you are, Ian, things do go good. So thank you as well.
Appreciate it.
We've always been bringing us to the port.
Absolutely.
It's an improvement.
It's going to be.
Yeah, we're going to get this place on the map one of these days, man.
And we're going to employ another 25 people. We're already at like 27 now, so there's going to be another 20 plus people.
That's huge.
Down here, so.
Mill better stand up, take note of what's happening down here, right?
100%. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
So with that being said, this meeting is adjourned at 1:30, Friday, March 6, 2020. Great meeting.